This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the largest federal employee union has some ideas of how DOD can fill its skill gaps. A new report finds the military is not doing the best it can in tracking domestic abuse cases within its ranks. And a federal judge blocks the Pentagon's designation of a company it says was controlled by the Chinese government. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. The biggest union of government employees says the Defense Department needs to reduce its attempts to bypass traditional hiring measures and better apply existing personnel tools. In a letter to Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks, the American Federation of Government Employees says DOD skill gaps in areas like cyber and space were caused by the misuse of hiring authorities and personnel caps. AFGE President Everett Kelly says expanding federal cyber scholarship programs is a better way of finding the talent the Pentagon needs. The Army is taking new steps to better handle sexual assault by adding civilians to the criminal investigation process. Federal News Network's Scott Massioni has more.
Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Gilday says the Navy needs to take a hard look at the Pentagon's plan to cut 18,000 medical staff positions in the military. The proposal's been in the works for 2 years. The Defense Department says those billets would be better served making the military more lethal. Gilday said the coronavirus pandemic showed some of the flaws in the Pentagon's plan. The Navy had to divert some of its medical staff to civilian operations and put elective surgeries on hold. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
The Veterans Affairs Department is looking for nominees to serve on a new sexual assault and sexual harassment prevention and response working group. A 2020 law requires VA to create this group. It will write an action plan for VA to reduce sexual harassment and assault at all levels of the department. VA Secretary Dennis McDonough says it's one of several steps the department is taking to create a safer working environment for employees and veterans. McDonough will appoint working group members to serve a 1-year term. Congress and employees say they welcome the new tone at the VA on diversity and inclusion. More on that from Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco.
Employees can request emergency paid leave to recover from COVID-19 or care for children or older family members at home. Full-time employees can ask for up to 15 weeks of paid leave. Agencies will grant the leave on a conditional basis and then request reimbursement from the Office of Personnel Management. The program expires September 30th. Or whenever the $570 million emergency leave fund runs out of cash. Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
House Republicans want to know how the National Archives and Records Administration plans to address a backlog of over 500,000 outstanding requests. The backlog has been building at the National Personnel Records Center since employees began working from home at the start of the pandemic. Veterans are struggling to access burial service and other health benefits without access to their military records. House Republicans want to know how long it'll take to resolve the records request backlog and what exactly NARA will do to resolve it. Congress has been telling the military to track domestic abuse cases in a centralized database for more than 20 years, but as Federal News Network's Jared Serber reports, it still has not happened.
According to the latest survey of residents conducted by a private contractor, sailors' satisfaction rates for family housing slipped in the past year. Scores on both the quality of their housing and the service they got from private housing providers were down several points from the previous year. The Navy believes COVID-19 played a significant role in that decline, but although the Navy's satisfaction index slipped over the past year, its scores are still several points ahead of a similar survey of Army housing during the same time frame. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
Democrats on the House Oversight and Reform Committee tell the Office of Management and Budget to issue guidance to agencies to implement the 21st Century Integrated Digital Experience, or IDEA Act. Congress passed the bill in 2018, but agency progress meeting its benchmarks is mixed. The lawmakers are giving OMB 45 days to release the guidance, which they say is sorely needed to modernize agencies' digital services. The proposed guidance would accelerate the use of e-signatures, website modernization, and digitizing forms. The Postal Service gets ahead of missing packages with artificial intelligence. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman explains.
We need to focus on, can we create a structure that would allow some limited mandatory reporting for government contractors and critical infrastructure?
Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Mark Warner says the committee is working on bipartisan legislation that would do just that. He says the voluntary reporting structure under the 2015 Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act doesn't do enough in response to threats like the SolarWinds breach. Warner said the committee is working closely on the legislation with the intelligence community and Ann Neuberger, the White House's Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technology. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
8A small business contractors should be receiving some news this week about whether they made the cut for the $50 billion STARS 3 government-wide acquisition contract. The General Services Administration says it notified the first set of offerers who were in the competitive range and plans to make final awards in June. 8A firms who did not make the initial cut will have an opportunity to revise their bids and resubmit them to the GSA. The agency says it will make a second set of awards later this calendar year. Another financial management modernization effort is in trouble. Federal News Network's Jason Miller brings us the details.
The Second Generation Information Technology, or 2GIT, blanket purchase agreement is open for business. The General Services Administration won the remaining bid protest before the Court of Federal Claims in March and is moving forward with the government-wide contract. Under the five-year BPA with a ceiling of $5.5 billion, agencies can place task orders for an assortment of IT products, ranging from laptops to desktops to software. GSA says one of the big benefits of 2GIT is how it addresses supply chain threats. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
And a federal judge blocks an attempt by the Defense Department to label a company as controlled by the Chinese military. Reuters reports that U.S. District Court Judge Rudolph Contreras says DOD's designation process was flawed, as many of the contracts it said Luokang Technology Corp. had with the Chinese government never came to fruition. More than 40 companies were added to the list of Chinese military-controlled companies in the last days of the Trump administration. Contreras issued a similar order in March in favor of a Beijing-based smartphone maker, Xiaomi Corp. You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast. Subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts, and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our coronavirus resource page. I'm Eric White.